This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back. Welcome back. Let's get back to the show. The show will be starting again now. It's hour number two of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to pipe in, join us in the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
During the last segment, we started talking, or we at least mentioned cryptocurrency, and I want to remind you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to keep track of all the latest headlines and news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right. So we're going to move from sort of economics talk and talk of the IMF director mentioning we printed too much money, or admitting finally after.
Just before we do that, I just want to briefly mention that on the 3rd, there whatever the heck the Federal Reserve says is going to cause possibly nothing at all, or possibly like a huge swing in the stock prices. So just a heads up for everyone else.
You're talking like the 3rd, like 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
May the 3rd?
May the 3rd be with you.
Either it will be what the market expects to happen, in which case nothing will happen, or it will be less than they expect, in which case there will be a huge boom in stocks, or it will be more than they expect, in which case there will be a huge bust in stocks.
Is it worth mentioning May Day today, since it is?
May Day! May Day!
I've never understood May Day.
International Workers' Day, also known as Labor Day in some countries, and often referred to as May Day, is a celebration of laborers and working classes that is promoted by the international labor movement and occurs every year on May Day, 1st of May.
Today. Don't we already have Labor Day? Why are we celebrating international holidays? This is America.
Well, I didn't say we're celebrating. I just said we're mentioning.
Oh, okay.
It says, while it may belong to a tradition of spring festivals, the date was chosen in 1889 for political reasons by the Marxist International Social Congress.
Well, then let's not celebrate Marxism.
Which met in Paris and established the Second International as a successor to the... Anyway, it's a day when workers like to do things like strike... you know, that kind of thing. We were talking off air during the
when the proletariat rise up against the bourgeoisie,
right? Yeah,
and seize the means of production.
We must throw our bodies on the levers and all that kind of thing. So anyway, if you celebrate May Day in any way, shape, or form, happy May Day.
All right.
Well, and I do want to say that I think that one of the things happening right now is we are fundamentally shifting the way in which business is done. So, like, the coming into existence of decentralized autonomous organizations, mm-hmm. I think that it's one of those technologies that will completely replace corporations as we know them.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, because, I mean, right now we have this sort of, like, Roman Empire model of business where, like, there's this very structured, rigid hierarchy, and those tend to be very, very slow to move, slow to change, and people are very dissatisfied as employees because they don't, you know, like, give, like if you want maternity leave, right, then you can't get it. Whereas with a decentralized autonomous organization, if you want to work less... Okay.
Yeah.
You want to work more? Okay, you'll get more.
I believe Ian had mentioned that Eric Voorhees, the founder of Shapeshift, that also absorbed the company KeepKey, that's a hardware crypto wallet company, that they've turned their organization into a DAO.
Right.
And so that results in some really good things for the people, and that's they can set their own hours for, you know, I mean, depending, right? Like if you're doing customer service work, generally you have to, you know, have some sort of a set schedule kind of a thing. But for everybody else, it creates all sorts of cool things. Like you can just like leave for a while and then come back if you want to or not. Or what, you know, there's all sorts of cool things that can result from you being considered a part of the DAO, not necessarily as an employee, but like in that type of a role, in an employee type of a role.
So I'm already on record as saying even when we abolish corporations as a government construct, there will still find a way to organize like a corporate structure in that hierarchical sense.
There will be some, I'm sure.
There will be some. And I, so I don't and think I mean, we're going to get rid of that.
I mean, like, we were talking during the break about, like, being pro-union versus being in favor of what they've become under the government structure.
Right.
And the same thing with, like, there's absolutely going to be companies in a free world. There's just not going to be corporations.
Right, right. So just think, I always come back to the Sanford and Son reference. Right? You guys know what I'm talking
I'm
about?
I'm familiar with it. I don't know the
It's a sitcom from the 70s or whatever where a guy,
Sanford
and his son, they own a junkyard. It's called Sanford and Son, the junkyard. It's their business. Thank you. That's how they make their money. And this used to be very common. It used to be that somebody would create some sort of a business, and it would be a what's commonly known as a sole proprietorship, right? Sure. Where it's, you know, Richie Rich's, you know, drug emporium or whatever, right? And so, and then you had some kids or whatever, and your kids would grow up, and then you would just leave the business to your kids if they wanted it, you know, or somebody else or whatever. But it was always, there was never any sort of corporate structure to it. It was always sort of a sole proprietor or a family business, that sort of thing. And it was based on your reputation as a person, not as whatever legal protections you could buy, you know, particularly from the government or from insurance companies and that kind of a thing.
But as far as structure is concerned, I don't think Sanford and Son could manage an international airport.
No, but they could certainly become Sanford and Son National. They could make franchises, right?
Sure.
Oh, this junkyard over in you know, Wenatchee, Washington, it looks like it's having a hard time. Why don't we give them some money? We'll institute our business practices and lend them our reputation and make them a franchise of Sanford and Son. And so now that carries on. And so you could see them expanding and becoming larger than they are.
But then the proletariat will look at Sanford and Son and say, look at that bourgeoisie rent-seeking. Were they getting paid just for the name on the marquee? They get a cut just because their name is on, just because that junkyard is, what are they doing to make that junkyard any money?
Well, but it's Mr. Sanford, of course, would be the ultimate one who suffers if it goes wrong.
Well, and that's the thing. So this is a terribly important thing that people on the left almost never notice, is that risk is valuable. What they're doing is they're taking the risk because that's their name. That name will always be associated with their physical body.
And business people, prior to, you know, the largesse of corporatizing all businesses, business people used to be less apt to take risks because they knew they would risk their livelihood, their family's livelihood, any other, you know, sort of thing that they've lent their reputation to. They'd be risking all of that. So they were less likely to take major risks and do all of the things that these corporations do now because they enjoy this government protection of a corporation.
And one other quick thing regarding the DAOs or the autonomous organizations. Again, not necessarily against it, but it's not conceptually new because there used to be a thing called results only work environment. Right.
Row.
We don't care what right. We don't care where you work from.
Yep.
We don't care how long you work. We don't care what you're doing.
No.
Like your job is to get this done.
Right.
And as long as you get that done,
that was also known as piecework back in the day. Right. We'll pay you by the task. Right.
Sure.
We need you to complete 500 of the same task. Right. For 500 different people. You know, for example.
Right.
And we'll pay you $100 for each thing that you get done. They need to be done by this time.
Well,
but between now and then you get to decide when to do them
and
how many to do in a day, what hours you want to work during that day to get them done. As long as you get them done, we don't care.
Well, that's basically a gig, right?
Yes.
Well, and a lot of it's, you said we used to have. No, we still have a lot of that. I mean, like, if you're a computer programmer, that's pretty much how you do that.
Yeah.
And it's those kind of jobs that are what have enabled us to do this, like, not going to work anymore movement or whatever you're calling it.
Right. But what I'm saying is the DAO isn't necessarily a new concept, just a new implementation of an old idea.
Agreed. 603-283-6160. Coming up, will you have to pay double your income tax if you're not vaccinated? More Free Talk Live is next.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
John. Well said. Couldn't have done it better myself. This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Bingo's Mountain,
and Richie Rich.
The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. We've been talking about economics, the economy, printing of money. The IMF director has admitted that we printed too much money, which is completely true. We've briefly mentioned May Day because it's the May 1st today. I
want to be the IMF director now.
I mentioned,
that's all it takes.
I mentioned May Day, not necessarily because I think it's, you know, a thing that should be, but because I did an Easter Sunday show, and I didn't even mention Easter. And I feel like I should have.
Happy Easter, everyone.
And so it's a little late now, but sure. You know, and to get it out of the way, happy Mother's Day, whenever that is. Right?
Just never say you're one of those time. Religious traditions that counts it differently. It's still Easter.
It's never an inappropriate time to celebrate the resurrection of Christ.
I had and have,
that's a good point,
many things to say about Easter, but the one thing that I would have said had I realized it was Easter Sunday on the day...
Who's got the eggs?
No, I would have said, as I like to do on Christmas, I would have said, hey, if you're listening and you are a child, the Easter Bunny is not real. It's your parents. It's fake. They're lying to you. And so that's, you know...
On what day would you mention the Tooth Fairy? Because there's no, like, Tooth Fairy Day.
I mean, any day is really a good day to mention the Tooth Fairy. It's also fake. It's a lie. It's your parents. It doesn't exist. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy?
Oh, happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thanks.
I'm going
to... the three gentlemen in the studio.
Wait, in my case, it would be happy Mofo's Day, so...
Well, she's going to get a bunch of presents from my network company. I get my shipment sent straight to her, you know?
Okay.
So she likes body washes, so she's going to get a bunch of those. So anyways, but I wanted to mention about the May Day.
Oh, okay.
So this is the worldwide communist holiday, you know that, right? Proletariat. You guys are talking about the word proletariat and bourgeoisie,
I mean,
right?
Don't communists not believe in holidays?
Because you don't get a day off when you work in the fields.
Well, this is a big celebration. So did this holiday start in Chicago? I thought they had a big revolt. It started in America or something. Is that what happened? And then, like, five people got killed, hung, or what? I don't know what.
Okay, so this is from Wikipedia. May Day is a European festival of ancient origins marking the beginning of summer, usually celebrated on May 1st, around halfway between the spring equinox and summer solstice. That's the origins of it. As far as the communist holiday that you're speaking of, we had mentioned that being International Workers Day, also known as Labor Day, spelled with the useless U in it, L-A-B-O-U-R Day.
The proper spelling.
Yes. And I'm not familiar sort of with the history of Labor Day. There have been many, you know, sort of protests, strikes, and that type of a thing by workers that have occurred on May Day. And so that's probably what you are referring to.
It's symbolic.
Yes.
Wait. I faintly remember. I was told that it was a big protest that was in America. And then I think five people, no, they winded up like killing a couple of police officers or injuring them. And then five people were picked up and they were hung. And then this holiday somehow got mixed up with a May Day and it's celebrated all over the world. And especially in France, that's where they have the first communist revolution. France is very much socialist, communist country. And Macron got elected, and that explains for their health care. They get that free health care, and it's pretty much socialist country. Mm-hmm. And so I was told that Italy has turned left and turned towards communism that way, socialism.
So, I mean, to the extent that... socialism, you know, has permeated, well, everything. I mean, the United States is far more socialist far more communist than the USSR was in the mid-80s during the height of the Cold War. Those people running the USSR at that point, if they could see what the United States has become today and all of the tracking and the surveillance and the socialized everything,
well, they'd probably take credit for it.
They would be like, oh my gosh, it's really working.
Our plan worked.
Yes. So to that extent, there is some truth to what you say.
Infiltrate and conquer.
Right, but you know what the big problem is? But here's the big problem. Very few people belong to the U.S. Communist Party.
The big problem, of course, is the organization known as government, and that it only uses one method to get its way, and that is violence, that is coercion, force, right? That's the only tool that they have at their disposal. They don't do anything voluntarily. They don't. Nothing. Nothing they do is voluntarily done. Zero. Zilch. Nil. None.
The average person is that whenever they get free health care and disability...
It's not free. Somebody pays for it. Doctors don't just volunteer their time.
Stolen health care.
Yes.
Okay, that redistribution...
It wasn't distributed. It's not like someone said, you get $1 million and you get five. It was created
It's communism. It's socialism. But most people that are involved with this program that benefit from it, they think it's capitalism because they have the propaganda. They control the media. They don't know that it's communism. They don't know that it's socialism. And people that benefit, like I know that it's socialism. I get Medicaid.
There's no part of our medical system that is capitalist in any way, shape, or form outside of, like, cosmetic surgeries, honestly.
Eye care, generally speaking. Right, you can.
Well,
I'm sorry.
But a hearing aid it's capitalist because it's extortion. Okay, because they don't even the hearing aid is like $1,500. What's really that are good?
That doesn't
and
make
they don't,
it extortion.
I don't know how much they pay. I mean, because it's the profit. It's the capitalist greed of the hearing aid companies that will not let you pay for $150.
They serve a limited market. They serve a limited market, and they have to do all that research and development to make them smaller, better quality, fits more comfortable in your ear.
And one of the myths is the idea that they get to set the prices. They don't get to set their prices.
No.
If they got to set their prices, they would charge one Googleplex dollars for each unit. They don't get to set those prices. You do.
And it's the same thing with the insulin company. The president, they're trying to make it a cap. You should not charge more than $100 per month for anybody.
Look, if you want cheap insulin, then pull the regulations off of producing it.
Right. The thing that makes the medical, whatever, insert medical thing here, the thing that makes it so expensive is the enormity of the bureaucracy of compliance that government forces these companies to do. I was employed, I had a temp job at a medical manufacturing company where they made a product that literally cost $49 but retailed for over $2,000, not because they were greedy and profit driven, but because they had to pay to maintain all the compliance. Thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we will get around to talking about this potential bill doubling.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third month, President Biden has recently requested $33 million from Congress in taxpayer dollars. for additional aid for Ukraine. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Congressman Michael McCaul, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, responds when asked if he believes the aid package will quickly pass Congress.
Yes, I do. I think time is of the essence. The next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be very pivotal and very decisive in this war. And I don't think we have a lot of time to waste in Congress. I wish we'd had this a little bit sooner, but we have it now.
The cleanup after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the Wichita suburb of Andover, Kansas, continues. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is reflecting on his friendship with former Vice President Walter Mondale during Sunday's memorial service in Minneapolis.
Great American novelist Edith Wharton wrote, "There are two ways of spreading light, to be a candle or the mirror that reflects it." Fritz was both the candle and the mirror, in my view.
Biden was among the speakers honoring Walter Fritz Mondale, who died at the age of 93 last year. Republicans are calling on the Senate to terminate its contract with Citibank. The bank recently announced it would pay employees in states with anti-abortion laws to travel to other states to abort their babies. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines saying Citi's decision to finance abortion tourism for its employees in brazen circumvention of state law shows a reckless disregard for the lives of preborn children. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What do you mean, and?
That's what I said, and.
What was the thing before, and?
We were at break. And now we're back.
And we're back. Okay. All right. Let's clarify the and portion of your re-intro.
It also implies that there was something before, and we're back.
We're going to talk about whether or not your taxes will double if you aren't vaccinated.
Maybe.
Maybe, if we get around to it.
And we're back.
Depends on how many tangents we go on between now and when we get around to that.
But how many cosines do we go on?
Cosines?
Instead of a tangent?
Are you going to, like...
It was a math joke.
You going to put your name down on, like, a mortgage for me or something?
It was a trigonometry joke.
Trigonometry directly into contract law.
I was told there would be no
Clearly
math.
Clearly we're the popular kids.
You did not get the memo.
I was told there'd be no math.
When the smart guy sits in the chair, there's going to be smart guy talking. Sometimes that includes math.
I would, however, like to point out to anybody that's old enough to have taught grade school and middle school and, well, even high school.
Calculator in my pocket, sucker.
Yeah. They all say, you have to learn this math because there's no way you'll ever be able to carry a calculator with you wherever you go. Well, turns out, there's one in my pocket. There's one in your pocket. There's one in everybody's pocket. Wherever you go.
My watch disproved them.
We went to the carnival last night, and I calculated how many coupon tickets we were going to need before I went and bought them. I'm like, okay, we need like 481 to make it through the end of the night. We're buying that much, and then we're done. Because you know why? Because I had a calculator in my pocket.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio. If you'd like to join us, your calls are welcome. Phones are open. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountain.
Yeah. And Richie Rich.
All right, fine. I guess we'll talk about this.
Since you guys didn't call in, we'll do the article.
You guys run out of stuff to tangent me on. That's the same article we talked about in the first segment.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go. There were also a couple articles about this. I just grabbed Zero Hedge because I like mentioning that it was written by Tyler Durden,
yep,
who writes everything for Zero Hedge.
Is it one guy, or is it, that's just a collective name for multiple writers?
The answer is Satoshi Nakamoto.
Okay.
Insert shoulder shrug here. This was posted today, and the headline reads, New COVID bill fines parents for unvaxxed kids and doubles income taxes.
That'll end well. Carrot and stick. You could have taken the free donut. Now your taxes are doubling.
And to some extent, this, you know, like most headlines, it's a little bit sensationalized. We'll get into the meat of what this actually is. But even, like, with what it actually is, it's still super absurd.
Yeah.
That, you know, you... Anybody out there listening, if you think representatives of the organization known as government are on your side or they're there to do some sort of good for you, they're not. They're absolutely not.
We talked about this a little bit during the break, right? You had the opportunity to get vaccinated on your own. You could have voluntarily done it and got vaccinated.
Could have.
And then you wouldn't have been forced.
Could have even gotten paid for it.
But because you didn't want to do it voluntarily,
you're probably donuts.
Now the government's going to make you do it. Or else.
The article begins. An absurd COVID-19 bill by radical leftist Rhode Island Senator Samuel W. Bell says that residents who refuse the vaccine and its booster shots are subjected to fines and pay more income tax unless they receive an exemption. Bell introduced Rhode Island Senate Bill S-2552 on March 1st. As of last week, the bill had not been passed into law, and it's currently in review by the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. S-2552 states, eligible Rhode Island residents would have to be vaccinated against COVID. If they reject, they could face a $50 monthly fine and pay double the state income tax. There are also fines for unvaccinated children under the age of 16 that would be imposed on the parents. Text from the bill reads, this act would mandate all residents 16 years or older to be vaccinated against COVID-19.
Hasn't this dude got the memo that COVID's over?
If a resident under 16 years of age, the resident would be required to be immunized against COVID-19 with the responsibility for ensuring compliance falling on all parents or guardians with medical consent powers.
Someone needs to remind him that he should be writing bills about Ukraine at this point in time.
Additionally, any person who violates this chapter would be required to pay a monthly civil penalty of $50 and would owe twice the amount of personal income taxes.
Rhode Island must be hurting.
Rhode Island must be totalitarian. This is a ridiculous proposal.
Okay, so here's the weird thing that goes through my head. When I hear that from the captain, there's going to be an exodus from Rhode Island, and those yahoos are going to come up here for freedom.
Cool.
Maybe.
I mean, if...
Like, I want freedom lovers here. I don't want just...
I don't want refugees.
Look, if you're gonna, right. If you're going to pick up stakes and move somewhere, okay. I mean, honestly, I want at that T-bone. Point, like, if you are that devoted to not getting a shot or not paying the extra taxes, okay, I mean, you're moving for the right reason.
If you're picking up, if not a porterhouse.
Oh, porterhouse.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Well, I would just like to say that this is the price of living in a civil society, is that they get to own you and tell you what to do.
Right. Like the captain said, I'm not closed borders, necessarily. But refugee status like that, you know,
Yeah, I mean, as far as the freedom movement is concerned, we want freedom-oriented people who are ready to do something, who don't want to be the person who sat around and did nothing while all of this crazy crap goes down. You want to be a part of the solution. That's the kind of people we want in the freedom movement. We don't, like, I mean, you know, if there have to be refugees because, you know, Massachusetts is, well, Massachusetts, you know, okay, but that's not what the freedom movement here in New Hampshire is about. The freedom movement here in New Hampshire is about bringing people who love freedom, who love liberty, and want to create a place where for people who love liberty and freedom to be, because there should be one place, if not more, but there should be at least one place where people like us can go and be left the frick alone.
Right, because the refugees are going to come up here and go like, well, I didn't get my shot, but you still need a permit for that firearm. I don't want that guy.
I don't think you're right on that one. Okay. So, and the thing is, like, a lot of this has been a political divide. So, like, if Trump had come out and been, like, hugely pro-mask and hugely in favor of the vaccine.
He was. Operation Warp Speed.
He gets literally booed when he talks about these things.
Understood.
Now,
which is why
it doesn't matter. He would have been, like, super in favor of it. I'm pretty sure the left would have been, masks are dumb, and their whole thing would have been not wearing masks. But
if Trump had won, you would have seen that.
But that's not how this shook out.
All the more reason.
The people that are coming up here from Rhode Island because of this are not going to regulate your gun ownership.
They are,
on the other hand, going to make sure that pot never gets legalized, and they might recriminalize that.
The New Hampshire legislation is already doing a fantastic job of preventing marijuana legalization, as they did the other day.
Yeah, it's one of the few things that gets marked ought to pass and still doesn't get passed.
This guy, though, Samuel Bell, Samuel W. Bell, the W is for wussy. I don't know what it's for, really. Samuel W. Bell, he says, the reason I introduced the bill is we have a crisis with the pandemic. Really, Samuel? Do we really?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't get the memo. It's Ukraine now.
He says thousands of Rhode Islanders have died. He doesn't say because of COVID. He just says they've died. That's going to happen. The baby boomers, they're dying. I have had really painful calls from constituents who can't go to the store. We'll tell you what else Samuel L. Bell said. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Are you willing to have your taxes doubled to remain unvaxxed? More coming up.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live. We're alive. That's right, live. Live. Live from King, New Hampshire. It's Sunday night.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Monster Truck Jamboree and Radio Show.
That's right. We are a radio show on close to 200 radio stations, plus the internet and some satellite stations. So in that respect, we're worldwide, bro. And what do we talk about here? Freedom, liberty, peace. How to achieve these things. That's the perspective that we come from. Phones are open, so you're welcome to talk about any subject that's on your mind. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Is that like the captain in Tenere?
And Richie Rich.
He's been stepping on the end of my name, so I figured I'd make him stumble on that one.
Or sounded more like you stumbled on that one.
Wait, who stepped on your name?
No, it was intentional.
Richie, okay. Richie stepped on your name? Oh, because I've stepped on your name before. I've called you things like Meekless Pountaineer. But anyway, that was just the one time, and it was meant in humor. So I hope your name, you know, isn't butthurt.
It's not. It's nope. Beakless Mountaineer. I thought.
Very good.
Abiogenesis.
Nice.
Haberdashery.
If you know what I'm saying.
If you know what I mean.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been over on Library for years already. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey. That's a video sharing website in competition with YouTube, and it's really taking off. So it's got over a million channels now, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes, could be completely taken down at any time. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming video live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help to seed and keep it online forever. So go ahead and visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com.
Seed, reseed, and sisseed. That's what we need.
Ooh, nice. I like the, yeah, yeah. Where others have failed, we will secede. That's the tagline I invented and like to use. We're going to talk more about this insane politician named Senator Samuel W. Bell out of Rhode Island and his insane proposal. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Eli calling from Pennsylvania. Eli, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hope everybody's having a good night. And, you know, looking at this kook from Rhode Island, it's just, it's not as crazy as you think when you look at the rest of the government and how they're acting towards this. Just, they're normalizing people who they deem to be dissident as second-class citizens, you know, to the point where you're not allowed to shop at the same stores, you have to carry around a card, you have to show proof that you comply, essentially, or else you don't have the same standard of living. And just, this is just the next step in what seems to be an ever-winding pathway.
Pretty soon, yeah, there'll be separate water fountains.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of how in Islam they have a special tax for non-Muslims. So, like, they won't kill you for being Christian, but you will pay extra taxes. And again, this is a belief system. I mean, it has nothing to do with, like, the evidence or any of the real dangers. It has to do with you're not doing what we're doing.
I mean, the bottom line for me, of course, is nobody has any right to put anything into my body without my consent. And if you want to violate that consent, you're wrong.
And then they don't have the right to stop you from putting anything into your body.
The opposite of that is also true. Eli?
Exactly. And I think, you know, we're seeing it now where not only are they denying us that right, but they're normalizing it in society where more and more measures can be taken against people who don't toe the line with what they say. And people are stopped, you know, not going to lift a finger. They're not going to care. They're going to go along with life. And when people are being painted, you know, in different colors of, hey, you don't do this, you don't say this, so we're going to take said measure against you. We're going to ruin your life. You're never going to get a job again. You're never, and so on and so forth.
They've also successfully turned people against each other.
Yeah, yeah. It's institutionalized hate, in my opinion. You know, when there were, you know, racial hate, right? You mentioned the separate water fountains, right? That was hatred, institutionalized hatred on a race level, right? This is the same thing, but now instead of it being race, it's your medical status.
It's your belief system, really. Right? And I mean, like, all of these things that you're not supposed to target people on, like their belief system or their race. Well, I mean, even the racial angle. I know that in New York, the racial disparity of not getting the vaccine is huge. It is mostly black and brown people that haven't gotten it in New York. I wonder if it's the same, like, as far as their proportions in Rhode Island.
Probably because they remember that they were targeted for experimentation before as well.
Right?
I don't know if this is true, but I read today.
Stay on air. Anyway.
I don't remember the source, but I read today that something like 400 employees of the CDC are unvaccinated.
Nice.
Eli?
Yeah, good for them. That's their choice, ultimately. And I don't know. I think it's scary what we're seeing in the path that this is going down of, hey, you need to do exactly what the government says, and similar with, we're seeing this disinformation commission about
the Ministry of Truth.
Well, exactly. Here's the tough question. What do we do about it?
Knocking down my door.
That is the tough question.
Really, that's the hard question to answer because, you know, what's the political solution? Because either side is going to use it to their advantage. You know, now they're going to be knocking down your door if you're not getting a vaccine. But if the other guys get in power, they're going to be knocking down your door if you're telling somebody, hey, it's okay if you like guys and you can, like, hold hands outside with them. It's insane to the point where all of these institutions of power are being weaponized against everybody, no matter what side you're on.
Yep.
And that's the scary part is what can you do when everybody's so willing to follow along with it, or if not follow along, just shut their mouth and take it.
Well, you can form your own society, which is very much what we've done here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and continue to do. Hey, thanks for the call, Eli. We appreciate you.
And he's absolutely right about it being one side or the other. Like, you're mentioning the we don't want the Rhode Islanders to, you know, interfere with our gun rights, but the kind of statism that that particular group does is a different kind of oppression. And right now they're being very libertarian because the other team is in power and the other team is making a big deal about being authoritarian. But 20 years from now, it will absolutely be reversed.
Yeah, it's not only this article about this Senator Samuel W. Bell and his insane proposal, but it's the people who have gone along with it. The people who there's memes floating around on the internet.
Well, he's got his constituents asking for it.
Allegedly. There's memes floating around on the internet. I'm paraphrasing them, but they all say something like, you know, when you read about history, like the rise of like the Nazis and that kind of a thing, you can see that the propaganda was pretty obviously propaganda. And you're like, how did these people ever fall for it? Like, I can't believe the people. And then you look at today's society and the propaganda that everybody's falling for, and you go, oh my, insert deity here. Like, it, people are falling for it every day. People are. Look at what happened to families during, like, the lockdowns, right? People disowned other parts of their family because they wouldn't come over or couldn't or, like, felt like they had disowned people because they didn't see things the same way.
Oh, I flew 6,000 miles and didn't go visit family.
Right. And then, you know, systemically, of course, people were prevented from going and seeing, like, the elderly and, you know, their homes and that kind of thing because, oh, we can't get COVID and, you know, that kind of a thing. And then people started dying, not of COVID, but of loneliness because they couldn't have any frickin' human contact. And that's no way to behave in a society, particularly for something that is a glorified version of a cold or flu.
What was the IMF director talking about with unintended consequences because we focused only on this one thing? Yeah, in all of these things, it's that same thing happening over and over again.
More Free Talk Live is coming up. We'll talk about some other stuff, including a guy with 9 wives.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.